Baruch Hashem, we have the pleasure to learn together from the Tosh Rebbe, Sefer Avodah Savoda, and Parshas Kedoshim. The Rebbe begins by quoting the opening psukim from this week's Parsha, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe le'mor, Daber al kol adas b'nei Yisrael, speak to the entire community, the entire congregation of the Jewish people, v'amarta lehem, say to them, Kedoshim tihiyu, you should be holy, you should be Kedoshim. Why? Ki kodosh ani Hashem elokeichem, because I, Hashem, your God, am holy. So the Rebbe asks two questions to start off with. He says, what does it mean that it says, kol, everybody? Rashi points out, Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael melamed shenem raparsha zu b'hakel, that kol comes to teach me that this was said with hakel, that the entire Jewish community was there, mipnei shirov gufei Torah tuliyim bo. Because there's so many important principles that are in this parsha. Parsha is Kedoshim, so that's why we said Bahakil. So Kol teach me everyone was there. But he asked everybody, though the entire Torah was said Bahakil. So what's so unique about this parsha? And the second question is the Nesinas Tam, the reason the Torah says, you should be Kedoshim. Why? Why should you be holy? Ki Kodosh Ani Hashem L'geichem, because I, Hashem your God, am holy. What's the reason for that? That you have to be holy because I am holy? How could you even compare them? He quotes a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Mem, Ve'el mi sidam yuni ve'eshve yomer kodosh. Who can you compare and say that you're holy like I am? So what's the Torah telling me? You should be holy because I, Hashem, am holy. Doesn't make sense. There's no way to compare the kedusha of us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he begins by quoting from the Baal HaTanya. The Alter Rebbe writes in Perek Yud Ches. He's talking there about the natural love that every single Jew has as a Yerusha, as a spiritual DNA which we receive from Avraham Avinu. And that Ahava Tzidis, that natural love that we have inside of us, helps us motivate to perform Hashem's mitzvos, to serve Hashem with zrizus, with alacrity. Because the entire theme of the Sefer Tanya is based upon the post, Ki korv alecha hadavar me'od. It's so easy, it's so close to us to do Hashem's will. But the Rebbe asks, I don't know. Senses sometimes go against that. Taivas go against that. Bodily urges go against that. It's not so easy always. It's not so easy. So how can the Torah tell me it's so easy, korv alecha hadavar me'od, it's so close to you to keep Hashem's Torah? So the Rebbe's explaining, no, it really is very close to us because it's the essential nature of who we are as Bnei Yisrael. It's nothing that we did on our own, but it's our inheritance. It's a Yerusha from our Avos that we have this natural love, this Ahava Tzvius that helps us and wants us. We have a natural, clean desire to attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he explains, that's what we say by davening. Elokei avoseinu, my God and the God of my ancestors. What does it mean? Hashem is the God of it's not a historical reality, of course, but it's more than that. That our avos gave us something unique inside of us. That's this pintalayid. That's where this koach comes to be moiser nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Tanya explains, that even the kal shebekalim, even, what's a kal shebekalim? So a kal is a lightheaded person. A kal shebekalim is the one that even the lightheaded people think is lightheaded. So even a kal shebekalim, even a very distant person from Yiddishkeit, even they would be moser nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unfortunately, as history has shown throughout the generations, that many unlearned people who you would think would be very, very distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Torah and mitzvos, they were willing to sacrifice their life rather than separate themselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I would understand if the big Talmidei Chachamim, those who were sitting and learning in Kolel, the big philosophers and the big mystics, okay, so they would be moiser nefesh. They understand what it means. But people have no connection whatsoever. You think, where does this come from? Where does this koach? So the Tanya explains, it's a chachmah shebe nefesh that kicks in and a person realizes by doing this aveira, by doing this action, I'm separating myself from Hashem, and I'm not willing to do that. I'm not able to separate myself from the source of my life. And we know, unfortunately, many, many stories throughout World War II, the communists were Jews who, at first glance, you would have thought they were so distant, in the end, were moiser nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Torah. And with this koach that a person has, a mesiras nefesh for the Torah, so the Tanya explains later on in chapter 25, that we could perform both positive mitzvos, aseh, and to refrain from averos, mitzvos lois aseh, because we make a simple kal v'chomer. If a person would be intellectually honest with themselves, and think about the following fact, I'd be willing to give up my life rather than separate myself from Hashem. So, for many of us, that might seem like an extreme thing. Separate myself means when I bow down to an idol, Shvichas Domim, Gili Arayis. But even to move muktzah on Shabbos is separating myself, because I'm over what the Torah says for me. So I can make a kal v'chomer. I'd be willing to give my life rather than separate myself from Hashem. So certainly I should be willing to give my life to do this mitzvah or to stop doing this aveira. With that kal v'chomer, a person can, in fact, come close to Hashem and serve Hashem. And that's what he means. That's the Tanya's explaining. Ki korav alecha hadavar ma'od. It's so easy. You just think about this and you meditate on this and you ponder what the implications are of that kal v'chomer, and you'll be able to do it. And now we can come back and answer why in the opening pesukim where it said, Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Speak to every single Yid and tell them, Kadoshim to you, to be Kadosh. Why? Because the Ramban says that this is the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kadoshim to you, is Kadosh atzmecha b'mutulach, to sanctify yourself in which that which is permitted to you, not to indulge, not to stuff one's face, not to have luxuries, but to sanctify itself in what is allowed. So the Havamina might have been as follows. You know who this applies to? You know who has a mitzvah of being Kedoshim? That's only to Yechidi Segula. That's only to the Bnei Aliyah. That's for very special people. They're on the level. They can serve Hashem. Comes along the Torah and says, no. The Tosh Rebbe explained, that's why here in our Pasuk, Daber El Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. Speak to every single Jew. Tell each and every single Yid that it's within the realm of possibility for you to become a Kadosh. Kadoshim Tihiyu. How can we do this? Because we have an Ahava Tevis. We have that natural love that was a gift to us from our Avos. So if it would have just said, right, if you take out the word Kol, Daber El Adas B'nai Yisrael, speak to you, Jewish people. Okay, so you think, yeah, I'm excluded from that. And the Tosh Rabbi explained, that's why in the Shabbos davening, Vayenuchu vo kol Yisrael mekad sheshemecha, that it says kol over there, there's different nusachos, but in Tosh, that Vayenuchu vo kol Yisrael, that every single Yid this applies to, mekad sheshemecha, who can make a Kiddush Hashem, but again, not just the B'nai Aliyah, every single one of us has the, not only possibility, but the requirement to do so. And now he explains the second question, why there's a reason given in the Pasuk. We asked, what does it mean? You have to be holy. Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. No, ki kadosh because ani Hashem Elokeichem, your God, the God that was a part of Chelek Elokam Imal, the piece of Hashem that's inside of you, that Ahava Tevius that you have, that's what is going to make you into kadoshim, because you can do this. Ki am kadosh atol Hashem Elokecha. What does it mean? Ki am kadosh? So am, ayin, mem, could also literally means a nation. Fine. The deeper level that the word, like coals that are dimming, are called omios, like more in Pesachim, like that on Chav Zayin. So it means when it's dimmed, when it's concealed, when a person feels like that love for Hashem is hidden and it's covered up and it's inaccessible. No, even that ki am kadosh atol Hashem Elokecha, by connecting to the am to the Hashem Elokecha that's inside of you, a person can go to the highest levels. So the Tosh Rebbe continues and tells us that as we read Parshas Kedoshim, each one of us has to make a cheshbon hanefesh. Where am I holding in regards to this mitzvah de'oraisa of our parsha Kedoshim Tihiyu? How am I doing in this area? Not that it's only for a B'nai Aliyah, but for each and every single one of us, am I really sanctifying myself? Am I exercising self-control in areas which, technically speaking, are mutter? So it's a mitzvah aseh. None of us would willingly ever be mevatel mitzvah aseh. No one in the right mind would say, I'm not putting on tefillin today. I'm not going to eat matzah on Pesach, chas v'shalom. So why would there even be a havmi to think that I shouldn't perform the mitzvah d'oraisa of kedoshim tihiyu? And you think, maybe this is again, just it's a nice musar vort. Look in Shulchan Aruch, says the Rebbe. Aruch Chaim, Simen Reish Lamed Aleph. I'll read you the words verbatim. V'chein b'chol ma sheyehane ba'olam hazeh. All of the pleasure that a person gets in this world. Lo yichavin l'hanoso. You shouldn't be doing that for your own personal enjoyment. El avodah sabor yisborach. You're doing this for Hashem. Kedichsiv, it says in Pasuk Mishlei, b'chol d'racheh deyu. To know Hashem in all of your ways. All of your actions should be done for Hashem's sake. Shafil devarim shorashus, even optional areas, kigon ha'achila v'ashtia, eating and drinking, ha'halicha v'yeshiva v'akima v'atashmish v'hasicha b'chol tzarchei gufcha, any one of our bodily needs, yukulam la'vodes baracha, everything should be done for your Creator. O l'davar ha'gorim avodaso, that even if it's something that's going to help cause us to serve Hashem better. Shafilu hayatzame v'rav, even a person's thirsty, even a person's hungry, im ocho v'shosl hanaso ein mishubach. If he's eating just for his own pleasure, that's not praiseworthy. El yiskavin shiocho v'yishte kifi chiyuso lavod esboro. I'm doing this because I need strength to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Rebbe says is the bracha that we make by Sheva Brachas. A chassan and kala who are about to begin their brand new life together. So what do we say? Shehakol bara lichvoido. Everything in this world is to bring kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah writes, Zoveach l'Elohim yochorom, bilti l'Hashem levado. So a zevach, zvachim are korbanos. So one brings offerings to gods shall be destroyed. Yochorom, bilti l'Hashem levado, only to Hashem. So nowadays, since we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, a person's table is like a Mizbeach. So when we're bringing korbanos, zvachim, we have to make sure that we're not bringing them to false gods, chas v'shalom, but we're only eating l'shem shemayim. And it's easy to talk about. It's much harder to actually practice. But to pause and to think before taking a bite out of that tasty food, that I'm doing this in order to have a healthy body to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the rule is, we know that nature abhors a vacuum. So when a person works on breaking their taivas, so that creates a new opening for other taivas to creep in. Taivas for Torah, taivas for tefillah, taivas to shteig in learning. But by breaking the gashmis, we're able to do that. That's what we say in Birchas HaChodesh, Chaim Shitehe Banu Avas Torah V'Yira Shemayim. The way we create that is by breaking our desires for other things. But if a person doesn't work on that, doesn't try to control themselves and to break their taivas, so then you're not going to have a taiva for Torah. Just the two things can't coexist. Reminds me of a story from the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal. So he said, I have more of a taiva from breaking my taiva than giving into my taiva. Okay, he wasn't very high level. But unfortunately, the truth is in Gullus that we have desires for luxuries, for things that we all know deep down just simply aren't necessary. And Parshas Kedoshim challenges us to rise above that. As we say, Yehi Hashem Elokeinu imanu kasher hayinu im avoseinu. Hashem should be with us like He was with avoseinu. Al yazveinu v'al yitshenu, not to forsake us. The words are im avoseinu, because we're with our avos. We're with that part of Hashem that the avos gave into us, that ava tvi that we have inside of us. So, with Hashem's help, we should be zoichet to fulfill the words of Parshas Kedoshim, to truly become Kedushim, and to be zoichet to make a nachas ruach l'avinu shebashamayim.